You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for us to catch up with England and Wales Blind Golf about their latest competitions. And we're joined today by Stuart Hutchison, who is making big waves in the blind golf world in his debut season, and his caddy and guide, John Smith, who's been there the whole way to support him. And we're going to be hearing about what drew them both to blind golf and how it's going so far. Hi, John and Stuart. So what category of blind golf do you compete in?
I'm a B2. I think it's less than 5% central vision.
And had you done any golf before, or was this the first time you'd started?
I played when I was younger, but I stopped playing when I was 25 because my eyesight was going and I wasn't enjoying it. So I packed it in, then I retired last year when I was 50. And I thought, I need something to do. I'll try golf again. I'm very much back into it now. It's become the main thing in my life, really. It's took over. The last 6 months have just been crazy, really. The amount of travelling we've done and stuff and playing, people we've met.
Crazy is a good word. Yeah, it's been bonkers, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been the best thing I've ever done, getting back into it. The reason I got back into it, a chap called Jim Cummings from the Guide Dogs, I was doing some long cane training with him, and he gave me the number for blind golf. And I got in touch with them, joined up, and I've not looked back since. It's been a real whirlwind.
And what are some of the best things you've got out of joining again?
We've played at some really great golf courses. The best thing is I've met so many new friends, and they're friends for life. It is a great big family, the blind golf. Everyone who goes, so welcoming. Everyone there has been fantastic. From the very first day we went, we felt part of the family.
The golf has almost been just a pleasant bolt-on to meeting some of the most wonderful people we've ever met, that we've ever played golf with. And so much so, I went back to my club and I've recommended it to some of my best friends. And now, you know, at least one of my best friends from my golf club has now joined the tour as a caddy guide. You know, I know it's changed Stuart's life because he's been really successful and he's been playing really well. But it's changed my life. You know, my golfing life is just my own personal game. Back, complete back season. All I do now is think about his golfing game.
And did you two play golf together before, or has this kind of allowed you a new way to share a hobby that you both love?
We played occasionally, didn't we?
When Stuart started back, it was very much a case. I mean, we're only going back 18 months. That he picked up a golf club for the first time in 25 years. I really didn't know Stuart the golfer. But then when he said he wants to start playing golf again, it was a case of, right, what do we need to do? Into my shed, get some old clubs out, went and got himself a new set of clubs. He came to my course to play my invitation. He had a few rounds with me and my friends on my course. I went to his course. It was just about getting him swinging the club again and trying to remind him how to play. But it soon come back because he's that good a player.
Speaking of that, let's talk about some of your amazing achievements. So what are some of the things you're most proud of doing in your debut season?
Well, in July, I won the British Blind Open, much to my surprise. I think John's as well. We were quite shocked.
Well, we were, because we weren't even in the tournament 2 weeks before it.
Well, yeah, because I applied, I joined in January. The closing date was December, and I missed the entry date. But I was lucky enough to get a cancellation spot 2 weeks before. They say, OK, you can play. We went and won it, so it was fantastic. And then a couple of weeks ago in Ireland, we won the Irish Open.
And again, we hadn't entered that. We only got a special invite to that by the secretary of the Irish Blind Golf, because he was looking after you when I was waiting for the results to come in for the English Open. So the way it worked on the English Open, the last round, obviously we came in, but there was still, I think, either eight golfers or eight groups still to come in after us. So we'd been playing with a couple of Irish lads, so they took Stuart to one side, so should we say, to have a nerve-steadying drink just in case. And I spent the next hour walking up and down in front of the scorer's table trying to find out how we'd done. And it's only because we were with the Irish lads that we got the invite to the Irish Open.
Yeah.
And then we went and won that.
John, I can see you're getting a little bit emotional talking about it. How has it been for you to be there and see Stuart's progress and be there along the way?
Oh, it's like I said, it's been life-changing. We're the most successful people in our family at the moment. Yeah. The family do's. Yeah, we just sort of sit around and talk about Stuart and his golf. It's fantastic. And we've had such a wonderful time. And like Stuart said, you know, our immediate family, we consider the England and Wales Blind Golf Tour. But then we've met so many nice people in the international matches and the international events. They're traveling from all over the world. And it's very difficult to explain. I love golf. I know Stuart got back into golf, but my life the last, you know, however 20, 30 years has been all about golf. That's been my hobby. And this is a completely new strand to the game I love. And it's just been, you know, no pun intended, been real eye-openers for me. And it's been, you know, a complete change in my golfing life.
Yeah. How has it been for you kind of adapting to playing blind golf rather than sighted golf?
I was nervous. I was more nervous about how people are going to be rather than the golf itself. At the end of the day, it's a game. I was thinking, how are people going to be? But after about half an hour, 10 minutes, that had gone. And as for nerves, not really. When I originally put it to John that I'm thinking of joining the blind golf, I said to him, well, potentially might be able to play for England or...
One day, do you think we'll ever be good
day,
enough?
You know,
one day, yeah.
And this year, I played for England as well this year. And for someone like me to say I've played for my country, it's if you told me 2 years ago you're going to end up playing for England and playing golf, I would have told you where to go because there's just no way, you know. It just doesn't happen. But it did, and it's just been amazing.
What are some of your hopes going forward? What's on the horizon for you both?
We want to play more internationals. It's the financial side that's the only issue with that. But we'll definitely be playing in a couple of internationals next year. Always the goal is to qualify for the England team, to do as well as I can and for it to keep carry on, really. I just want it to carry on. I don't want it to stop.
So obviously the goal every season will be to make the England team, number one. That's got to be to finish as high as possible in the order of merit. And we've set a personal target. We want at least 4 or 5 shots off his handicap by mid-season, by the international match, September time. If success comes with that, great. If it doesn't, it just means we're getting better and we'll be playing to a different handicap because it's just about personal improvement now.
And the people who are hearing this story and want to give guiding or playing blind golf a try, where can they learn more about England and Wales blind golf?
So it's a website, ewblindgolf, all one word, .co.uk.
They're on Facebook as well under the same, ewblindgolf.
And I just urge anybody, don't think you can't do it because you can. And
yeah,
if you want to help, it's the most wonderful experience to be a guide, a caddy, or even a ball spotter. Because the camaraderie we have with some of those guys, it's great. It really is.
As well. My only regret is I didn't do this a lot earlier.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, John and Stuart. And thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And good luck with the rest of your golf tournaments.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.